I will give the crown to my brother and leave England. I must follow my heart. You tell me that it's a crime to fall in love. You tell me that it's wrong to be happy. How strange this country is. An hour later, Edward telephoned Wallace. The Prime Minister says that a storm is coming, Edward said. So I want you to go away. Wallace packed her bags and left for France. Then Edward went to see his mother. It was a sad, strange, and angry meeting. Do you know what you are doing? The Queen asked. Look out of that window. Outside this palace, there are 400 million people who call you king. They need you. And you will leave all this for Mrs. Simpson? Yes, Mother, I will. I'm in love. Love? Queen Mary shouted. You're a king. You must love your country first. But I'm also a man, Edward said softly. And there's nothing that I can do. That afternoon, the King telephoned Winston Churchill, one of his closest friends. I have some sad news, Edward began. Last night, Mr. Baldwin came to see me. I have decided to go away next week.
Do you mean on holiday, sir?
No, Winston. I'm leaving England. I'm never coming back. George will be king.
But that's not right, sir. You're a free man. You must stand and fight.
No, the king said. I have seen war, and it's a terrible thing. I don't want to fight again.
But the people love you, and they want Wallace to be queen.
Perhaps they do, Edward replied. But she cannot be queen. My enemies are stronger than I am. I am just a sailor. And when the winds change, the sea moves, and it takes my boat away.